Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey. Yeah, it's not Chris. It's me talking first this time.
Haha.
Welcome back to the Step Brothers podcast. I think it's episode 165.
Don't do it, Chris.
No, I'm not going to pretend like I don't know. I genuinely think it's 165. Let me double check. I am correct.
165.
I'm correct. So it's your host with the most, Dalton Smith.
Whoa.
Chris Miner. Yeah. He's been fired. No. he's out of town.
You're fired.
For some family things. So I have the boys, Rich and Rare, in the building.
Woo!
So they're going to introduce themselves and they can say whatever they want without getting interrupted by Chris. So.
Yes, a.k.a. Ryan Reed, a.k.a. that was my real alias, a.k.a. I failed at this, a.k.a. I'm not rich.
Okay.
Rich homie Cotton in the building.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Rich of Rich and Rare. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Raliban.
Oh.
A.K.A. Let's get it.
Okay, yeah, okay.
He's prepared. Yeah. Nice.
You could have done like Joseph Joestar. You could have said so much shit.
Yo, I could have said Joseph Joestar. Yeah. A.K.A. Joseph Joestar.
Yeah, that's a good one for
you. The black one.
Yeah, so we're in this bitch. So, you know, my whole mission today is to see if Chris is replaceable.
Nice.
So, you know, he might not come back with a job. How does it feel to sit in the seat, Ryan?
It wouldn't be the first time.
I feel ecstatic. I won't let you down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that nigga.
Let's just go through it before we go to
You know what? Before you do that, which one is it? Is this one or that one?
Which? What are you trying to press?
You know which one I'm trying to press.
I don't know.
You know. His moniker.
Oh, that's the purple.
Shut your bitch ass up.
No, not
that's
that
a good one too.
That's purple,
one.
Purple.
That's the purple one. But guess what? Guess what, motherfuckers? You better
not.
So let's just go through a pros and cons list real quick.
Fucking Rare
for Chris.
Okay.
So you guys, you can drive. That's a pro plus. Chris can't.
Yeah, I'm the best at that.
Okay.
We eat food. We have an expandable palate.
Yeah, yeah. You know, not chicken tenders every.
Oh, we do travel on vacation.
We fly on planes.
Yeah,
okay. We definitely started.
Well, he checked that box off. He did. I'll give him.
Well, he would have came to Charlotte.
I need some consistency.
Okay, got it. Okay, right. What else we got? What other shit can we?
We can handle our liquor.
That's a big fact.
Oh,
we proved that on Thanksgiving at his own home.
Well, luckily he was home though.
Yeah.
Being cross-faded doesn't count.
Nah, it doesn't. Because I don't do
okay.
That. That was me. Katie's wedding.
Oh, never mind. I was. We were there, too.
No, yeah. You were out of there.
Yeah, I was definitely there. And I was on shrooms.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Oh, we can eat shellfish.
Oh, we definitely can eat shellfish.
Catfish.
Any type of flounder. Nigga, we can eat that.
Flounder, catfish, like the uncle.
To be fair though, if he was able to, he probably still would just eat chicken tenders.
He would still
catfish
eat
nuggets.
Catfish nuggets.
Nah,
we don't have catfish nuggets. Matter of fact, we've never had catfish nuggets.
I don't know where that's from.
The stand up we watched. Oh, you fell asleep.
Yeah,
yeah, but it was from that stand up we watched.
Okay, yeah, and this is a really special fact about me: I can fall asleep anywhere.
That is very true.
I have that power in a moving car.
No, that doesn't count, bro.
I could sleep anywhere. Like, if I get comfortable now.
That's my weakness, a moving car. If I'm in the back seat or front seat, as long as I'm not driving.
I feel that.
Okay, well, I'm going to call the man himself just so he can talk in
man,
here.
Man, fuck, man.
Let's see if he answers, though. You know what I'm saying?
Still taking some more pros before he answers.
Yeah. And fuck you, Steph.
Wow.
Yeah, he know why. Don't you don't press the button.
Hey, buddy.
Don't press the button.
Let me turn you up.
Am I here?
You're there.
Am I live?
Yeah, you sound muffled as hell, but you're on here.
You said I'm muffled.
Yeah, you sound real muffled. Ask the boys.
That's because of this Jackson frequency.
Okay.
That's the what?
Here, just call me regular.
What is that? ENJ?
ENJ.
I think it's because of the FaceTime. Let's let him call me regular.
Remember that ENJ night at JC's?
Yes, I do.
Chris, that's another thing. Well, Ryan, you weren't there, but I could drink ENJ. Chris can't. He wanted that shit.
Go. That sounds good.
I can drink ENJ.
Hello?
It's actually...
Hold on 1 second. Let me put you on. There you go. Hello?
What's good?
Yeah, you still muffled.
Yeah.
I'm still muffled. I told y'all, man, it's this Jackson thing.
That's Wait, are you talking on the phone? Do you have it on speaker, too?
I have it on speaker. Should I take it
okay,
on speaker?
If you talk on the phone, it'll probably be better.
I just want to get my spotlight.
How do I sound now?
There you go.
Yeah, you sound better.
Oh, there you go. All right. Hey, what's up, guys?
Why'd you press the button, bro? It's not about him.
Talk to me not, no, yes, it is. Man. Hey, first of all, Ryan, I was trying to like give y'all props for holding it down.
This is not about you. Know you. This saying? Is about me and Ridge.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to listen to this first 5 minutes of this episode. We just it's shit on you for like 5 minutes.
It's rich and rare, motherfucker.
Hey, you know, it's wild because it takes 2.5 men to replace me. You heard? So...
Two and a half.
Where's the half?
Yeah.
Who's the half?
Dalton. I don't know. Y'all got to fight amongst yourselves about who's the half. But Dalton's the man.
More like two replacing a half.
Yeah. Oh. Right.
This is spicy. Spicy already.
What did y'all talk about so far?
We shitted on you for 5 minutes.
That you a bitch?
Y'all shitted on me for 5 minutes. Y'all had to use y'all imagination, I'm sure.
Oh, no. It was real quick.
Pretty fluid. Pretty fluid combo.
It was real quick.
Y'all niggas are haters. I think you go away for 5 minutes, and y'all talking shit about your boy behind his back. Why ain't even there? Why y'all too
we free? Had to.
We ain't doing it in Charlotte, so.
We definitely did
every
that shit
time
in Charlotte.
Not to do it. We forgot.
Because y'all knew better. That was God stopping y'all. Y'all let the devil creep in.
Nah, we just had too much good time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, fuck y'all. Anyways, I just want to say, hey, it's your boy Chris, you know what I'm saying? Bing bong.
Shut your bitch ass up before I get to talking shit about you.
Well, if y'all already did that, then, you know, I know Ryan pressed the button. I know he did.
What the fuck? What the hell?
He's also sitting in your seat.
What, Ryan's sitting in my favorite seat?
Hey, yeah, bro. I'm coming for the throne, nigga. What you mean?
Y'all out there getting
coming for that number one spot.
I want to shout out to my future baby mama. I want to shout out to God, for, you know what I'm saying, for keeping us all here.
Okay.
I want to shout out to whoever came up with the idea to create Hennessy. I see why I stopped drinking this shit, because this shit gets you there. I'm ready to start a riot. Hey, did y'all catch that Three Six Mafia shit?
No.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Y'all didn't even got to watch the full thing. They brought Terrence
Howard out. Yeah.
I saw the clip of that. That was the only clip I saw.
You didn't see.
They didn't see the
which
brawl?
Bone was it? It was,
it was a brawl.
Or Lazy Bone. It was one of them bones that tried to fight.
Nothing ever good results from throwing a bottle.
So, okay,
no.
So they fought a 3-6 Mafia member or somebody in the crowd?
Yeah, the
who
one
threw
who
the bottle first?
You already know who it was. Dude, busy. Busy, goofy.
The dude
ass.
Who said, I'm finna fuck you, devil worship.
Yeah, that's Busy
up.
Bone. Yeah, that's Busy Bone.
He threw the bottle at Juicy J, because Juicy J told him to suck his dick.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, all that shit. But man, 3-6 Mafia looked like they was, bro. They brought Lil Jon out.
So
they
you
brought
tell
Lil Flip out.
So you telling me they waxed them? They waxed them.
Yes, bro.
What? They brought Lil Flip.
Nigga, they brought Lil Terrence John. Howard out. That's crazy
Terrence
as hell.
Terrence Howard, bro. Yes, bro.
For a Grammy.
Here for a pimp. And they brought A-Ball and MJG out. We cannot forget about them.
They did say we gotta stay high.
And Young Buck came out. Like, bro, they brought come on, man. 365 Mill, Washington, and they was up there fly.
What did Bone Thugs and Harmony do?
Man, Thuggish Ruggish Bone, you already know, man.
They did it 36 times.
Bro, they did. They probably did. They did the joint they had with Biggie. And then
they did Crossroads, of course, yeah.
First of the month.
First of the month. You know what? We can name that shit on our toes, bro, what they did.
Funny story about Bone Thugs.
What is it?
My sister was at a concert one day, right?
Yeah.
And she was like backstage, like, I guess they, you know, they, whoever the group of friends she went with, she's like, I'm like backstage at a Bone Thugs
and Harmony concert.
I was like, what? How?
Yeah.
Where are you? 45 and alone?
I was like, what? Where? Why?
Oh, gone. They played your favorite song, Ryan Dirty. They brought Chameleonaire out for that.
Oh God, gross. They brought Chameleonaire out though. Man. He showed up.
Yeah,
that's
did.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing good. So shouts to him. But like, God damn, that song sucks.
Well, the white people liked it. That's
I bet
I
did they
so
did.
Well. You only have yourself to blame, or your kind.
I'm not blaming for any of that shit.
Radio plays.
Something like
that. No, that song was everywhere. They played that song on that one show that was like popular amongst the whites with Tina Fey. What was it? Tracy Morgan, Tina
Fey.
30 Rock.
30 Rock, yeah.
Yeah, and then it got out of hand with Weird Al. Yeah.
Weird Al did that shit, yeah.
Did y'all already talk about Virgil or not yet?
No.
Let's talk about Virgil right quick, and then I'll let y'all finish the podcast because I really wanted to talk about this.
Okay.
And that's why I wanted y'all to call.
Okay.
So, as everybody knows by now, we lost a fucking pioneer. You love him, you hate him, but you're talking about him. You know what I'm saying? That's the type. He was polarizing. Virgil Abloh, you know what I'm saying? First black person to head Louis Vuitton, you know what I'm saying? Off-white, Pyrex. Pyrex is where it started. You know what I'm saying? Off-white, all that shit. And died of cancer, you know what I'm saying? It was really wild because that fashion show that he had when he first became the head of Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, that was like the same. That was like the same weekend Ye put out Ye.
Yeah, Chadwick was there, so yeah. Chadwick was battling with his cancer. At the same time, if I'm not mistaken, because I believe they said Virgil was battling his cancer for like 2 years. So 2 years ago would have been like 2019. So maybe until in 18 to 19 when Virgil found out about his. So I just think that's like super admirable. Like, you know, Virgil continued doing his work through that. Obviously, we could talk about all the shoes he did with Nike and all that. But I wanted to throw it back to that picture that started all this shit. Like, Rich, I know everybody there know the picture I'm talking about. Ye, Farnsworth, Bentley, Don C.
Oh, yeah, with the boots. With the boots. Yeah.
The cheetah print. Yeah, homie had the cheetah print, the tight, the leggings with the boots. That's Taz Arnold, right, Dalton?
Yeah.
Yeah. Taz Arnold, Virgil, Kanye, Don C., Mr. Bentley, and there's one other guy in the background. I don't know who he is. The whole
Pyrex Bentrail times was
crazy. Super crazy.
Crazy,
screen
bro.
Print anything.
Shout
and put
out
on
Matt
the shirt.
Williams, too.
on the net basketball shorts, though. Crazy.
Yeah, bro. That was super nuts.
I was just watching an interview Virgil did with homie who makes the
The Pyrex flannels?
Yeah, with the number on the back.
You know what was the craziest thing about that whole concept?
He basically
bought a factory load of Ralph Lauren flannels
and put the little vinyl stamped it. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So like as much as like that shit like caught a wave, especially at the age we were at, like when that shit was going on. Like, I can speak for me and Ridge in particular. I know Ridge probably didn't mind catching out on that shit. Like, at that time, like, everything was fucked up for me, so I couldn't buy that shit. But just going online and seeing the way that it was causing, and then, like, finding out about Ian Connor, and then finding out about, like,
You know, the whole thing, funny thing about that time is you didn't know what these guys, what they were or what they were doing. You didn't know if Virgil was a music producer. You didn't know if he was a DJ. You didn't know if he was a fashion designer. You didn't know. No one knew who the fuck, what the hell Ian Connor was doing. Like, who's this guy on Instagram?
Tumblr. No, just, Tumblr, yeah, Tumblr going too, crazy. Like, going nuts.
Like, that was like around when Rocky dropped Purple Swag on Tumblr, and everyone, like, time was just amazing.
He got to thank that girl with the grill, because that's what caught my eye. Because I was just like,
rest in peace, Yams, too, man. Just throw that in there, too. Yams. But yeah,
what I didn't know is that Virgil was behind, like, all these album covers. Like, later I knew a couple, but, like, I didn't know he did ASAP's cover. I didn't know he had anything to do with the Watch Your Throne cover or the Cruel Summer cover. Or
the single cover for Ham too,
or even the the joint Wizard for Cudi and Dr. Genius, like all these covers that he like had something to do with, like history art pieces for real.
Ye's album covers too, right? The early ones.
Yeah. Yeezus, I know he had something to do with that.
Yeah,
but yeah, man, Virgil was just, and then, I mean, if we can talk about the shoes, I mean, again, like, what he, to take something, like, as, like, prominent in our culture as the Jordan 1, the brand Jordan 1, and then putting his own twist on it and making it even more, like, crazy. It's crazy. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, I'm very guilty, but, I mean, I'm not just because, like, rest in peace to the man.
Right.
I'm not going to change how I feel about the shoes with all the Nike collabs, you know, just because he's not with us no more. But it definitely, it had such a high impact on everything.
It was a moment. Like, if you, whether you liked it or you didn't like him, you got to appreciate, like, it's crazy because, you know, just everything him and Kanye went through together, even that aspect of the thing, like, Kanye basically opened all these doors. And if you go back and watch a lot of Virgil interviews, because I did, like, I'm guilty. I'm that guy when somebody passes. I try to go back and see what they were talking about, because I might not have been a shit. And Virgil, like, he did an interview with Naomi Campbell. He was like, Kanye was the guy who was standing on the mountaintop saying, we can do this. And he bust through those doors, and, like, we came through. And then Virgil continued to keep that door open for, like, other creatives to run through. Like, that time, man, I was telling Kyle the other day, dog, I know you were there, when Travis, like, premiered Antidote at that show we went to, or that party we went to.
Oh yeah,
and him and Big Manta and Carl. Like, that time period alone was so influential for, like, every culture in general, and, like, just knowing Virgil was, like, in the back pulling strings and everything for all these guys is something to marvel at. Like, again, if you didn't like the shoes, if you didn't like the shoes, whatever the case may be, it was just phenomenal. And, man, what they just did for him at his last show, I don't know if y'all saw the pictures and everything, and the videos that came out after his last fashion show, the Virgil was here. But even seeing that, and a great moment came out of that, Kanye and Pharrell sitting and vibing to that song, and, like, just seeing how their minds work. And I feel like, you know, not to be cliche or, like, whack or anything, but Virgil was there, man, like, I'm sure Virgil picked a lot of samples for Ye, because people don't know how ill Virgil was at his DJing thing. And last thing I'm going to say, I saw Chaz had posted pictures where Chaz was, like, at a Virgil DJ set and, like, behind the booth with Virgil. Crazy, because I didn't even know that picture existed until he posted them. So, like, rest in peace to Virgil, man. Yeah, it's dope that he had those in the archives. So, RIP to Virgil. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I told Zach he needs to start, like, getting back in his design bag or whatever after Virgil passed. Because I'm like, bro, he Virgil literally started when we were everybody. Virgil is the reason people started screen printing stuff on tees the way that they did. Like, sure, Supreme was here and all that, but like,
yeah, I don't think like nobody ran the fonts everybody uses, the simplicity,
I don't think nobody ran that bag up like Virgil did, bro. So I'm
pissed. No, he stuck with it, and he
he saw it through. The first black person to head Louis Vuitton, man.
167 years.
Bro, Virgil, in that interview with Naomi Campbell, it's on YouTube, he even explained, because he got to go through the archives when he got to Louis, right? So, like, from his conception to what it is now, he got to go through, and he was saying, like, back in the day, you know, they had the treasure trunk, like, with the peak at the top, you know what I'm saying? Louis Vuitton is the first person who said, I'm going to make them black. Or whoever was the guy, I guess, I don't know who the name of the guy who started Louis Vuitton, I guess that was his name. But he made the trunks to where you could stack them. And that was monumental. And then the print, like, the reason why he came up with the print was to differentiate, because everybody started biting the flat surface trunks, the treasure trunks or whatever. So he came up with the print just to differentiate from that guy making his flat trunk and this and all that. So, like, just knowing that Virgil, like, and then he had an engineering degree, right? So people were like, what are you doing in these facts?
Architectural design or something like that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, like, what do you know about making clothes?
Hell, he designed a whole Mercedes.
I seen that.
Yeah. Mercedes.
Watch that shit pop up in a
SUV
great video.
Or something.
That shit's going to suck.
Like, I know we're talking about Virgil, but you know what still amazes me to this day? All the prodigies Ye has, like, put out, basically.
Yeah, like his, like, tree.
Like, like Matt Williams, Kim Jones, Virgil, Dema.
Don C.
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck? Jay Lorenzo.
Hell, even look at the good music roster at one point was just.
Kid Cudi. Big Sean.
Nasty.
He reinvigorated Common's career.
John Legend.
John Legend.
Yeah, man.
Love him.
Like, and that's what made me kind of realize, like, it's not about
how much, like, no direction the world would have in those two areas if they didn't exist.
Yeah, nah, that's
bro,
a big
music. Music, fashion, art, culture, bro. Kanye pushed that shit all the way forward. And his crew. Just having like-minded people being able to come through and be like, yo.
Hey, I don't care anyone ever. Sorry, Chris, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you good. You good.
But no matter what you ever say about it, you cannot call Ye a hater because he put, like.
He's petty.
But
he's petty. Definitely petty as fuck.
But you know what? He really does put a bunch of fucking people on.
Yeah.
He did. And I think it's a beautiful thing. Like, again, we would not have seen the heights. You know, a black man could take this shit to without people like Hove, Virgil, Diddy.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, whole social media platforms wouldn't be where they are without, like, the influence of, like, people like Virgil, in general.
Everything that came from that Kanye tree, bro. Like, didn't even know Virgil. I mean, even you got to think about sports as well, because Virgil designed some of Serena's fits on the court.
Then he designed the Brooklyn Nets.
That I don't know, but I'm sure he probably did.
I think he did that Basquiat thing.
Oh, okay, got you.
I think that was Virgil. Yeah, that's
probably, it might. And then the Spike Lee.
He also did like
the
Givenchy inspired thing.
Jay Z wore and shit. Yeah.
Spike Lee. Recently, I think Spike Lee was like at one of those film festivals. He walked out all pink. Virgil designed that whole get up. Virgil designed the wedding dress for one of the Habibi twins or Hadidi, whatever twins. I don't know. There you go. Thank you. Sorry, Rich.
I knew you knew. Racist.
But,
sorry,
yeah,
I don't fuck with like that.
They call me a Detroit Red or some shit. That went. I still haven't let that go yet. Cause that
you
was
call
really
him
funny.
A what?
Because I work at the car spot, so he, you know, Detroit with the car thing. He said something to that effect.
Looked like his name was Cardell.
named Cardell.
Corvette.
There was something Red said the other night that really tickled me, but it didn't make me laugh until the next day because I thought about what he said. If I remember, I'm going to call
were
back.
Where were we?
We were at the bar.
Oh, at the tap house?
Yeah. Man, what did you say? Bro, it was hilarious, bro. Fuck, I don't remember what you
said.
Was
it about you?
Yes. For some reason, y'all didn't see I could play with my name. That shit going
to... Yeah, I can't wait to re-listen this episode.
But I can't wait either because it sounds like y'all niggas had a swell time.
It sure did.
Before y'all caught me.
Until this
I can't believe y'all. I thought y'all were going to be like, man, Chris is so great, man.
Chris is a fucking douchebag. Chris literally is not even here and talked for 15 minutes. That shit crazy as fuck.
Hey, Ryan, don't ever forget who the other half of this podcast.
It was supposed to be Rich and Rare today.
It is. I just wanted to talk about Virgil.
You did.
Whatever.
You did.
Okay, I can get off the phone now. Then I'll let y'all hang out. What y'all going to talk about now?
I'll catch Narcos Mexico season 3.
Nah, LeBell.
No, Rich.
Well, there's a story of how El Chapo became boss when he kicked out the...
Oh, okay.
I see what's going on. The Sinaloan cartel.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Shit happens like that, you know?
Y'all sound like some real backstabbing motherfuckers, man. Y'all sound like y'all
maybe
some douches over there.
Maybe it's time to do... Maybe. He's trying to get that nigga some longer hair.
No, y'all do what y'all gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
It's the same if you got stuck in Mississippi.
With BS.
Hey, one thing about being stuck in Mississippi, I'm gonna always find my way back. Just remember that.
No, he can't drive.
All right, you better relax.
All right, we got a lot of our system now.
Did y'all? I hope y'all did. All right, I hope y'all ain't got nothing else to talk about, and y'all just all.
Just wrap it up after this. Okay. Yeah, you wish.
You did the whole podcast, Chris.
You got that right. I'm there in spirit.
All right, well,
y'all boys be easy, man. I love y'all. I'll see y'all soon. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Love you too, bro.
Oh,
wait.
Last thing I want to say, you know what I'm saying? RIP to Uncle Mike. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm in Mississippi right now.
Yeah.
RIP Uncle Mike.
We're going to take him through a horse drawn carriage. Around the city, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make sure he go out in style because that's the way he really wanted to go out. So we out here, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put my man to rest, and I'll be back. You heard? And y'all, I love y'all boys, and I'll see y'all later.
Well, you all too, man. Bye.
See you later.
All right. Peace. All right,
pause. Fucker.
All right. Salty boy's gone.
Holy shit. That was really funny.
Yeah, Ryan, I saw you getting kind of restless over there. Because he was talking so much.
Nah, because I was just like, damn, bro. I'm thinking to myself, like, in the back of my head, I'm just like, damn, bro. He really just got on this bitch and just, like, disrespected Rich and Rare. I was just like, god damn, dog. It's supposed to be our time.
It is. So, y'all.
That nigga
Tell me what you want to talk about.
Listen, I'm about to talk about this.
Oh, okay.
He needed to do something, and we filled in. This is what we doing. So, this is about us. I understand a legend died, but it's about us, Rich and Rare. We are here. Virgil is great. Oh, but I really wanted LeVar Ball that moment. I was about to say, but we're better.
Oh, wow.
But nah. But wow. I was just saying, like, nah, it was just funny because I was just like, damn, this nigga Chris don't miss a beat, bro. If it's something about him, he ain't going to miss a fucking step.
No, never, man.
It could be anything else. It'd be life or death, anything else. But if it's about that nigga, bam.
On it.
Yep.
Look, D okay. Wade's out of town. It's time for Tyler Hero and Bam.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay. Nice. Well, what do you want to talk
Josh
about?
Josh Giddey, Shea Gill.
Oh.
By Westbrook. That's more like it.
Now I do what I want.
Why not me?
Bro, honestly, bro, I definitely don't have anything to talk about, bro. I'm just glad to be here.
Ridge, you have something that you want to
I hit a cop car the other night. I got hit by a cop car. Here's a fun story.
Didn't Dev just tell us not to do that?
It's pending investigation. That's all I'm going to say, but.
She said no.
I got hit by a patron, a civil servant, and hope they do the right thing.
Well, I'm just glad you're okay.
Same, bro. Because that was scary.
Because when you texted me, I was like, wait, what? And then she's like, we're like, you okay? He was like, yeah. I was like, well,
That's all I didn't know.
It was just weird, you know? It's not like a regular accident.
No, it's definitely a weird one.
That's very weird.
But yeah, you know?
I signed an NDA. Well,
we can revisit that
when it's all resolved. Yeah.
When
it's fully resolved.
Yeah, we signed NDAs.
Very interesting. But, okay, what else? What did y'all do this week? Tell me about your week. That's generally where we start.
So. Oh, cool. So, work was work. I've been listening to Bando a little bit more lately just because he's been getting the buzz, but I just kind of...
Well, I listened to that song like at least...
Payday?
Yeah.
At least like 95 times since...
I haven't watched the video. Okay. Nah,
no, I haven't watched the video either yet.
I've definitely been listening to Bando a lot lately.
I'm not really on social media right now, so yeah. I didn't know they were putting out a video, actually. Yeah,
Fader put it out.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what the cover was about?
Yeah.
The video?
Nah, so
basically... I saw the cover thing, but...
Yeah, so basically... Yeah, Fader debuted that shit. That shit was nuts, too, because I was just like, damn, I wonder how long he's thought about, like, being on the Fader cover
like,
of anything.
Just doing all this, like...
Fader's crazy. That's so dope.
There's, like, so many legendary Fader covers that we can, like...
Yeah,
and Bando's on one of them.
Bando's stamped, bro. That shit crazy. But, yeah, I've been listening to that. Work was work.
Miles got his plaque.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got the
Hell
goal
yeah.
For a while. That's crazy.
Finally.
Super Miles.
And he's been producing for, like, Wale for a while, and it's as weird as the first one. Yeah, so.
That's crazy.
So he got his first one. I can't wait to see him send me a picture.
That was
when
a nice little double dose of dopeness we got this week.
Hell
both
yeah.
Of them.
Really no cool people.
Yeah, Brandon's been killing it. But you've been listening to Brandon.
Yeah. I definitely got the new Pokemon.
Yeah.
Lit.
What is the new Pokemon called? What's this Pokemon?
It's Brilliant Diamond.
It's the remix of Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, it's a remake.
They just put it out?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they put that out a while ago.
Nah, you must be thinking about the...
Pearl? Did they do the Pearl and...
That's what I got.
Wait, they just did Pearl and Diamond again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they do another one?
No, they're doing Legend of Arceus.
Yeah, because they did some other remakes, I think is what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I got the yellow Go Pikachu.
Let's go Pikachu.
Yeah, that's the one I got.
Let's go.
No, this is just a remake of Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, Let's Go was trying to put in the Pokeball.
I need them to redo Ruby and...
they did.
They did?
Yeah, Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby. Yeah.
You know which other one was really good? Emerald. I like that one, too.
Yeah. Well, that's just the...
It's really a continuation of Ruby and Sapphire, but
basically
you get Rayquaza.
Ruby and Sapphire was just good.
It was a great game. It introduced a lot of people to the Pokemon world.
That shit for like
silver on mine.
I got at least 150 hours on that bit.
I had gold,
silver,
Ruby.
I had gold. Yeah, I had gold. No, I had Sapphire.
I had Ruby.
Yeah, a lot of niggas had Ruby. I was a big Kyogre fan.
Yeah, he wanted the whale.
I don't give a fuck, man.
I like all the reptile type dragon / Pokemon, that's always been my thing.
Got you. Gyarados.
Gyarados. Always been Gyarados.
I'm basic as fuck. Charizard was my favorite growing up.
Charizard's cool, though. Charizard's everybody's favorite.
Charizard was so hard at the time, though.
No, he still is hard because he's in every season.
Like, we went to the state fair. It's just one thing I had to walk away with from the state fair was with a Charizard plush.
You saw it. You were like,
I got it. I made the tall ass... hoop.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think I was either because I was drunk as shit. And
knocked that heart down.
Ball don't lie.
It only took one set of tickets to do it too.
Hey.
And
okay,
I was like, I was very proud of myself.
Hell yeah.
I've been What's happy up? Too. Because niggas would have been looking like,
because that shit's rigged as fuck. You know,
it is,
it's an oval ass hoop.
Smaller.
Knocked that hoe down.
So it's good when you win though, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you do it on the way out so you'd have to carry
it?
No.
We were like fairly at the beginning actually.
Oh, damn. We took the little airplane bottles
with us. You know how we do. And just.
No, I'm just saying you had to walk around with that plush.
Airplane bottles.
Yeah, the little
knocking
travel packs.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, we were on some
sampler
reckless
pack.
Shit. Fireball that day.
You were, okay.
Sampler.
Fireball.
Oh, he put
Jim
his hand
Beam.
In his shit.
You in there with a mission. Okay, got it, got it, got it.
Put his hand in that hoe and just say, I want all of these.
Basically.
At the liquor store, you crazy.
All right, what about you, Dalton? Anything, anything else, Ryan?
No.
What about you, Rich? What did you do this week?
Oh, we put up our Christmas tree.
Nice.
Got started, okay.
No, it's done.
But yeah, I'm saying you got the Christmas started for real.
Other than that,
did you buy your gifts yet?
Oh, I am very proud of myself. I have Christmas shopping done.
Same. Good job. Okay.
Done for the year.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas been Christmas shopping?
Bro.
Yeah. So, okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say a rule of thumb is you need to buy stuff by December 8th to get it on time.
Oh, generally. Fuck.
Yeah, online at least, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I'd say try and order shit by the end of, this time next week.
Fuck that. I just get everybody cash.
But
here's your Uber money.
Because I might be the rich and rich and rare. Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all right now. I had an idea to get a gift for everybody that went on the Charlotte trip.
Yes.
But my film is... Now, I have, like, some more pictures to take, but I was going to develop my film, and I was going to get everybody, like, a photo book of everybody's photos.
That's lit.
That's tight.
So I'll have to do it after I get my film developed, but...
That's lit.
Because there's a bunch of pictures I took on there as well, about, like, the scenery and stuff, but, yeah. I was going to do that for you guys.
Oh, that's nice. That would have been a good little present.
Yeah, I just knew I wasn't going to get it. There's no way to get it in time now.
Yeah, so, I feel you. Might as well tell us, yeah.
Yeah, but...
That's lit.
But this week was pretty normal for me. Nothing too off the wall. I saw my son, 20 week ultrasound. Yeah, he's
went from a bean to
that motherfucker's in there. Yeah, and I don't. Other fathers out there, I don't know if how y'all felt about this, but I saw my son's penis.
Oh,
so,
shit.
So it was like okay, it's really
he's
happening.
Like, yeah, that's my boy.
And you know what the
that's
lady
his
said?
Dick.
The lady said, she said, oh, that's very visible. I said, yeah, boy, hell yeah, boy.
That's very visible.
Yeah. So and then of course the motherfucker was touching it. I was like, bruh, already, son? Like, come on, now.
Hey, man.
Get to it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so this one was where they go over the anatomy with you. They're like, there's his feet, there's his legs, okay. There's his back.
We actually about to get a Black Dalton for real. That shit's so crazy.
His heartbeat was good. He was facing the other way, so his face scan was like from the back of his head, so you can only see a little bit of it. But yeah. So the next ultrasound, we can get like the 4D images.
It's going to be so weird. Yeah. Seeing a little light skinned Dalton running around.
4D images?
Yeah, so like you can see like literally what their face map will be like. Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, it's real crazy. So that's going to be the next one. But yeah, I saw my son, so that was cool. I filmed the whole thing, so I have it on my phone.
Nice.
Oh, that's tight.
So that was definitely the longest one after she went over all that stuff with us.
Did Shelby cry?
No. We were just more like excited.
She ready to pop that thing out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's going by quick. We're halfway there already. Yeah, so.
It really has been going by quick.
She's definitely showing now. So
and like yesterday, she was just like in vacation. Pregnant.
Felt like Halloween was yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, you got to think, the baby was conceived in July. So.
Yep, honeymoon and shit.
Yeah, that's.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so like. Just, yeah, but we're getting there, so.
That's super nuts.
I can't wait.
My bad.
You was made in Marfa.
That's right. Well, I could definitely say it. Yeah. But yeah, he's coming, so it's Raiden's official, so definitely a boy. Not going any.
Good, nice initial you picked, you know? R is a good letter.
So we're going to do all our names.
R, baby.
We're doing all our names.
Yes, sir.
Because
his best friend's names start with an R. I don't know. That's just me. I don't know.
But, yeah, so Raiden.
Me and Ryan are coaching the Y team.
We'll coach his Y team.
I low-key want to do that next summer.
Bro, we should definitely get some kids to, like, train them niggas and be like, yo.
Like, I don't care. Like, give us the kids who.
Riff Raff. We just want to have fun.
You want to coach Carter this situation?
Nah, we ain't going to be running the niggas to death. Nah, we want them to love the game. We don't want them to sacrifice things for the game.
Like, when I was playing basketball at that age, I looked forward to going to practice every day, going to my games, doing all that.
Practice was fun when you're a kid, yo.
Oh, no.
I mean, not all the time, but yeah. I'd say about like 60% of the time. Damn, that's actually not good.
Hey, bro, I always have fun I hated practice. Only time I liked practice when we got to scrimmage each other. When we got to like rip each other's face off. That shit used to be so fun. Yeah, so those competitive.
That last half hour of practice is pretty lit.
Yeah, last half hour. We ain't gonna sit over here and act like.
Except for when the coach thinks he knows how to play the game.
Oh my God.
No, you come here. I want you to. No.
Because a lot of the time it's just like someone's parent or like.
Bro, the guy don't be knowing.
It's just a dad who talks loud and has, you know, makes a good income, has too much free time on his hand.
That's it.
And has an athletic child that he believes he can be the key to, but.
I've been playing AAU since I was eight.
Actual strategy.
I've been playing AAU since I was eight. Look, that shit was not fun.
Oh, that's why. Okay,
There's more D1 athletes in the world out there than there are LeVars, okay? And that's saying a lot. Because there's not a lot of... Oh, no. Let me say this. Let me clarify that, actually. There's more... You can pick more NBA players out of a crowd than you can pick the Earl Woods, the LeVar Balls, the...
A great father.
Richard.
Serena's dad.
Yeah, King Richard. I was going to say Joe Jackson, but that's a.
Hey, he did. He did it.
He just had a more harsher ways, but.
Nah, he did that shit.
It's crazy.
Those type of.
Different like, time.
You know, those type of. Those people are rare way people rare.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Finding the actual talent.
The one who nurtures
and that's saying a lot.
Because LeVar basically flipped basketball on the top of his head. On the top of their head.
I am highly interested to see what my son is interested in, though.
That would be cool.
Because, you know, kids have bouncing interests.
I think you're going to have a heavy influence on him.
Yeah, he's going to love the shit
with
you.
Especially with, like, the video games, all the, you know, the anime stuff.
That stuff's going to come no matter what. That's going to be a
given. Yeah. But he'll probably, you know, he may be into... There's so many things these days. It's like there's really no type of like typical stereotype kid now. Like kids are into like a million different things these days.
Yeah, they're so smart now too.
It's exhausting. I'm like, how you have this concentration for these many type of subjects?
Try talking to Mel for like 15 minutes, bro.
I had to concentrate just a pinch of dookie out of my ass when I was a kid. Like, shit.
Yo, that's wild, bro.
I was talking to Noah. He's five. Noah's five. And we went to eat the other day with her family for my birthday. We went to Piranha Ramen in Arlington.
Oh, Piranha's good. I like Piranha.
Yeah, so
I've never had it.
You know what? Here's the thing about Piranha. Sorry to get off subject.
Oh, never. I have.
But everything there is good except... The ramen, in my opinion. The ramen's okay.
The ramen's fine, yeah.
But everything else is fire.
We picked that spot because it was closer to her family, so we went to that one.
You ever had the uni pasta?
No.
I want to try that so bad. I was hoping you had it. I'm sorry.
Nah, so Noah's like a gamer, though, right? So, but Noah is like, he knows how to, like, do all the shit on your phone. Oh, yeah. Like, and he's five, and this kid is like, mega smart. He can speak Spanish.
Like fluently?
Yeah, he like knows Spanish. Like
that's crazy.
And then my aunt Tasha, she leads like Spanish services at church and stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, like so that's where they get it from. But he grabbed my phone and he downloaded a game by himself. He downloaded Mario Kart on my and he just starts playing it like without any assistance.
And then you just looking like, how in the
Mario Kart in this mission?
No, I saw him do it, but I was just like watching. I was like
seeing how he was going to do it.
But he did it all himself.
That's crazy.
App Store. Then he's
like, what's your password? I was like, I'm not giving you my password, Noah.
I'll put it in for you.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I didn't give him. But he did all that himself. I was just like, yo, these kids are, like, advanced, man.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And, I mean, when we were in Charlotte, Justin was talking to his kids, and his son, who is two or three.
Yeah, he's two.
Said, let's read the Bible.
Yeah, that was so funny.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah, Jay was...
But his kids are incredibly smart.
Yeah, bro.
They are like
Tatiana's writing poetry.
They're way ahead. Awards. They're way ahead of their
curve
for sure. Because his 2-year-old's completely understandable. You can hear. You can understand everything he says.
Yep.
Yeah, it's wild. Like Tatiana was the same way. She was just way shyer.
Yeah, she was definitely way shy.
But she's definitely broke that bubble now.
Oh,
now gosh. She's like
she broke that quick.
Hell,
the funny
that.
Thing about because the Chris, I mean Ryan posted a video of Chris the other day drunk. The funniest part about the video to me was Tatiana in the background going, "I got potato chips, you and we can some? All share them."
Yeah.
And Ryan was like, "I want some," and he said, "Okay," and she runs over and gives us some chips.
And then she gave Shelby some chips because Shelby's like, "Oh, you're so kind."
Yeah,
she's like, "Yeah, I know."
Yeah, it's just like, yo, these kids are just so advanced. So I am mega interested to see what my son's going to be like.
Yeah, because
I want him to have my temperament. So we'll see.
Bro, nah, I want him to become a SoundCloud rapper. That'd be so cool.
Why?
Because you would manage him.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Be like, shut up, Raiden.
Like Trey's dad.
Like, shut up, Raiden.
Nah, you would manage him because he'd be hard, bro. And just to see him, because he'll be like Dalton. Like, actually rapping Dalton, that shit be crazy. And he actually could say the word nigga.
No, you know what would be the funniest thing, actually? If and trust me, I don't wish this upon you at all. But if, like, you know who came from a really good family, but took the path in life they chose?
Zach.
What if he becomes Zach? Nah, I don't see him becoming Zach.
No, I don't think that'll ever happen.
Nah,
but
not Z. Z got influence when he got to Houston.
He's an anomaly.
No, he went to Houston.
Yeah, he's a glitch in the matrix for sure.
No, I remember when Zach was going back and forth from Houston. Zach is Zach, but it wasn't
very much so.
Wasn't Houston wasn't responsible for that shit.
Nah, because I got a homie.
God was.
College, it can change somebody.
Yeah,
for sure.
Nah, for a fact. But nah, I got a homie that I ain't gonna put his name out there and shit. But he went to school. I work out with his dad. His mom and dad go to the same gym or whatever. They both work for Coke. They both got like really high paying jobs. And he trapping out his apartment. And I just be like, why are you doing this? Like, your dad is really, really cool, and he seems really supportive. Like, why are you doing this? But,
did he used to be an athlete?
Yes.
Why is it always athletes? How come it's never, like, the quiet nerd kids who turn into trappers?
Sometimes they do.
Yeah, but not really.
It's just a trapper. I think it's the mental aspect of
what you're exposed to, what you're
still you like, still want to be on top. You still want to kind of be around. You still want to be that popular.
That makes sense.
To be seen.
Yeah, quick money entices a lot of people too.
Yeah.
No, you know what? The quiet kids, they become the
killers,
distributors.
Yeah, the overseers.
Oh yeah.
You don't see them, but you know they there.
They become the heads. We are just the distros.
Yeah, look at Fuser. Looked like he was playing Pokemon cards at the lunch table every day.
Oh big facts, yeah. Future did look like one of them kids.
You never know.
He was doing the Naruto run in the hallway.
Yeah. Oval shaped head ass motherfucker.
That's pretty much everything I did like that happened this week was just that was like the highlight, obviously. But
just super wild.
Pretty nothing else. It's Friday, so like we're doing it right after we got off work. So, I don't have nothing else for the week, but I'm trying to think of anything else happened though.
Man, I don't know if this was covered last week, but rest in peace to those Michigan high school kids, man.
Oh, we did not talk about that.
Oh, we definitely didn't. Yeah.
Another one. Like, goddamn.
Cause that's the one that where the kid from the football team saved. He disarmed him. Yeah, that shit's crazy, bro. That shit's getting.
Yeah, I saw they indicted a teacher too because of his like hand in it.
Wait, what?
Because the kid was getting bullied.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the teacher didn't do nothing about it.
Right, he like knew.
Oh, I didn't know the kid was getting bullied.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there. Like, there's nothing to justify school shooting.
Yeah.
The parents just got charged today.
Yeah, but I saw a teacher got joined.
They didn't show up for their court date. They're fugitives right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So a teacher got charged too for like knowing and not doing
good.
Anything.
I mean, you gotta
I mean, that's the whole point of your job.
It sucks, but some people got to be made an example of.
It's literally a top to bottom thing, because schools will try to sweep bullying under the rug really quick.
You know what? Like you got a kid on the way. Justin has two kids. Doug has kids. Like, they're all going to be in these public schools one day, and we got to see that shit stop. You don't want to see none of that happen to your kids. They're going to be.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of times it's like innocent bystanders. They're just there.
Here's the thing, right? I know it all started really with the whole Columbine thing, which was.
That was the most notable, for sure.
We were still really young when it happened.
That was very notable, yeah.
In my opinion, it seems like it's more of a problem with these generation kids than it is when we were in school. Because you hear about it, what?
But you got to understand, though, there's different coping mechanisms out there. So it's just like, say, like, okay.
I'm just saying it's got worse over time. But
also guns became easier to get over time.
And
as well.
These kids are, here's the thing, we didn't have access to social media and all these kids are just ahead of their
intellectually. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
No, you're good.
But
information's available immediately.
Immediately.
And they're like, you know what? I can just do this shit.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro. It's crazy. So,
it's just
crazy.
Easier access to guns. And then you have all these examples of like this shit happening. And then especially if they let these people off.
Yeah.
Like, because these people just be getting skirted out.
And things get dramatized too as well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got to look at so many ways where you can pull from. Because as a kid, we're super impressionable. Like, bro, I'm still thinking I'm like a superhero every time I watch fucking JoJo. I'll be doing stance moves and shit. But that's the thing. It's just like, just think if a kid was getting bullied and he just took on a persona like a Joker and shit and just.
Oh, shit.
But that's the thing. Yeah. That's how you cope with certain things. And there's so many other ways you can cope with things now. And it's just like, it's scary for a kid because you absorb things that you like. Doesn't mean that they're right.
And you don't.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Think about the consequences.
Exactly.
Nah. Think about what happens after.
Exactly.
That shit.
That's why when they try to force that whole like, oh, why is a rapper being your role model? Because it's just like one of them things where flashy cars, hoes, money, all that type of shit, and then everybody wants to emulate that because that's what they think is right, and that's how they want to live their lives. Coping mechanisms.
Hell, there was a Michigan rapper who just got killed.
Who was that?
He was in. I mean, I'm not trying to disrespect him by any means, but he wasn't anyone like...
Oh, Provident.
But he was... It was like Complex reported about it. Uh-huh.
I wonder what that was.
I wish I could figure out. I feel bad for not knowing his name and bringing it up. But,
but you can pull it up immediately.
But yeah, I mean, there was another rapper got shot and killed this week as well. And
it'd be for some like useless shit,
bro. He was a weird looking dude. He looked like dang. He reminded me of McConan kind of.
Hold on, wait a minute.
He was a bigger dude.
Not the Carol Baskin guy.
No, this guy, he was like a light skinned dude. He was like kind of
RC Mike?
I had never heard of him.
RMC Mike? Nah.
Jizzle P.
Oh, no, nah. Yeah. I don't know him. RP to that man, though, because, I mean, life got cut short.
I mean,
no way, that's from 2020.
Well, still RIP him because he's still dead.
I don't see nothing about. Yeah, but. Yeah, I don't know. But either way, it's like every week somebody passes away.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to hit you with that. It is what it is, but that's what's happening. Makes you nervous about, like I told you, when I talk about my anxiety and shit, like I'll be dead ass serious about
that.
No,
I believe you.
But, yeah, it's just people's influence and coping with situations are way, like it's way different from back in the day because you had like a limited ways of doing shit. Like I remember I used to get mad and go beat the fuck out of my beanbag. Like just beat the fuck out of it and just calm down. Or I would make people that I didn't like into WWE superstars on SmackDown versus Raw and beat the shit out of them. Like I had different coping mechanisms, but that's what I'm saying.
I've never heard of that. Hey, that's pretty cool.
That's the thing. Like it's just like you would get certain things while people write creative letters or just not mail them. But as a kid that gets to see on Instagram and see some stuff, bro, and that's just Instagram. Yeah,
you gotta like these kids go home, gotta deal with some shit. Come home and like let's say you did something embarrassing or you.
That shit live forever.
Someone start saying some dumb stuff about you, or you got to deal with that. It's a don't stop. It don't stop when you leave school. That shit is just weird.
You can't even log off.
I could not imagine having social media before. Hell, we didn't even have social media in high school. We just had Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram wasn't around till what, 2012?
Well, I had it.
2011, but like, I like legit, but
I,
no, like.
But I was like 16, yeah, 17.
I had a Facebook and a Tumblr.
I had, it was for me, it was MySpace.
I had MySpace.
Facebook, and then Twitter. I just got on Twitter my senior year.
I remember
year.
When Twitter was always overloaded. It was like, you can't tweet right now.
But Instagram wasn't launched until late 2011 or early 2012.
Yeah, we didn't have YouTube. Like, I remember YouTube was launched.
Yeah. Well, YouTube,
I remember when YouTube was launched.
Yeah, I remember when YouTube was, I was like middle school when YouTube was launched.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was in high school.
Because you can still find porn on there sometimes. But I mean, before they'd block it out.
Back then, it was like no rules. It was like you could upload whatever.
You could find some shit on there.
That's why I used to bootleg a lot of my movies, because they would just put them on YouTube and watch them.
YouTube used to be a scary place.
But when Google bought it, it changed. But like, yeah.
I saw when Google bought it because I was like, now I ain't never seen no. I seen bitches kissing on that hoe, but
they used to be able to upload whatever. Yeah,
oh, that must
a lot
have
of places
been.
You can see girls kissing,
bro. That would have been crazy.
Two girls start one cup started off at two girls one kissing.
You know what's funny? I've never watched that video.
Don't.
I won't. Nah, because after I saw Jay-Z's face and Pharrell's face while watching it, I was like, never.
Don't. You don't need to.
I
hope that video burns somewhere that doesn't need to be anywhere on the internet.
Yeah, because I know people when people were talking about it.
It will be forever grained into the internet.
That shit sucks.
But yeah, speaking on your point, though, like that kid that was going to Texas A&M, he fought a kid. He beat up a kid at DeSoto. Remember, he fought a kid, beat him up, and then the kid came back and killed him at a house party. Because he was a prospect going to, I want to say A&M.
Oh, the basketball player?
The football player.
What was that basketball player's name? I think his name was, Deion.
Oh, yeah, Deion Houston.
Duncanville.
But remember, he died because of a train accident.
Oh, that wasn't nothing like.
That was, like, a tragic accident. That was a tragic accident. Yeah.
That was in Oklahoma or something.
You
like
said
that.
Athlete, that's.
Nah,
from
but
that area, that's what I assume.
But nah, that it happened like that too. And it's just crazy because it's just like, bro, you can't even live shit down no more. Like, remember when you get your ass kicked?
Yeah, this violent shit took a bunch of people me and Chris knew from Tucson. I don't know if you ever met Tucson.
Yeah,
rest in peace, man, Tucson, by the way. But yeah, man, it's a lot of just
yeah, I'm telling you, yeah.
I don't even know what to say about
it's
it
It's heavy. It's just heavy shit. Always.
Yeah, it's crazy, though. Got to keep your head above water.
So, we had a lot of death talk in this episode.
Yeah.
Virgil and now this. Let's do some happy shit. Did you buy your Spider-Man tickets?
No.
No, I need to.
Yeah, I bought mine.
I'm cool.
Is it for like
you're opening, cool? What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, I'll just wait until I get to watch it.
When does Spider-Man come out?
I can get, you know, I can get spoiled. No, I don't care.
I know, but you said, like, I'm cool. Like, I don't want to see that.
No, I mean, I think cool. Not I was about like, to right say, then.
Are you joking right now?
Fuck no, bro. It's Doctor Strange and Spider-Man, bro. And Spider-Man gets a fucking cape. I want to see that.
It's going to be wild.
When's it come out?
December 17th.
I saw Jamie Foxx. Like, bro.
Not blue. He's just Jamie Foxx.
Oh, that was
that was crazy. Seeing Dr. Octopus was crazy too, but seeing Jamie being in that hole and
wait,
just,
he's gonna be in it. Like, Jamie Foxx, yeah. That villain.
Did you not watch the trailer?
Yeah,
not like that.
Because you never really know sometimes. Because they just
the trailer had all that in there.
They messed up.
I don't remember seeing him in there.
They got Jamie Foxx as Electro, but he's not blue.
Yeah,
they got Green Goblin.
Green Goblin. Oh,
they got Dr. Octopus, Sandman, lizards in that bitch.
Yep.
And I know they didn't show them in the trailer, but the other two Spider-Men are definitely in this movie.
Yeah,
they don't have.
It's a multiverse.
They're not going to have whatchamacallit in it.
Who? Talking about Toby and them? Yeah.
Two universes now, right?
Who are you talking
about? Venom?
Venom's not in this movie.
Nah.
Okay.
Remember, it's like the Sinister Six, but it's like a multiverse Sinister Six.
But there's five, so there's supposed to be a mystery villain, but we don't know.
Watch it be fucking on.
Oh, bet. I'm going to buy it for the 17th. You bought it for the 17th?
I know. I'm going Thursday night.
Oh.
You fancy.
He's different.
I don't like being spoiled.
He's different.
Okay, let's get it.
So I'm going on.
Say less.
Yeah, so I'm going Thursday night. Yeah, but.
Say less.
White boy.
Yeah, this movie's going to definitely.
I don't like him.
This movie's definitely going to make $1 billion, though.
Of course.
Easy money. It's already broke. It almost broke Endgame's pre-order record.
Really?
Yeah. That's crazy for just a normal.
Did he sign on for more movies recently, too?
Who?
Tom Holland?
We don't know his contract.
But they're going to keep Sony and Marvel.
They say they're going
to
keep him.
Yeah, but they would like to, but like it's up to him. But he'd be crazy to stop right now. Especially after this movie, he'd be in. Because there's going to be a point where he's going to do the same thing where it's going to be like, well, I'm ready for the next person to take over or whatever. It's going to happen. But you can pay for cameos the rest of your life. Like,
I think only one person really got tired of doing that shit, like being a character.
Well, it was Logan?
No. I think it was, what's his name? James Bond.
Oh, Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig was tired of the movies.
He was ready, like, two movies ago to stop being.
Well, because James Bond. Take so long to make the motherfuckers. They don't make them, like, because Marvel movies get made 3 times a year.
I don't feel sorry for him.
I don't either.
No, I like Daniel Craig, though.
I don't like him.
Why?
He just like Daniel Craig is like
he was the swaggiest Bond of all of them.
No, he's not my favorite Bond.
Who's your favorite Bond? Don't say Pierce Brosnan. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Those movies suck.
But they were cool.
They really weren't. Go back and watch them. None of them age well.
Sounds like a lot of hate.
I don't understand the hate on Pierce Brosnan's Bond.
I don't either.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you remember the GameCube game?
What does the game have to do with anything?
Everything was just, that whole Bond time was actually just, it was good. It was nostalgic. It was.
Watch those movies again. Let me know how you feel.
Halle Berry did her thing too.
That movie is awful.
That movie is terrible.
It's awful, but it's great. No, it's like the Batman movies of that time as well.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Do not do that.
It really is.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Come on.
Because the difference is, those movies were trying to be serious. Bat movies were not.
Oh, them Batman movies were just.
Because they were trying to be cartoony and comic booky. Those movies were not.
Oh, it's so great how we finally navigated through that shit. None of that bullshit. It's just like, you know, real life, but with superheroes.
Fire soundtrack, though.
Yeah. Even George Clooney had the
sixes. Was Sean Connery really a good Bond?
Yeah.
Is that your next? That's your next character.
I was trying to spark some. I thought Dalton was about to like light my ass up.
Nah, it was. I mean,
I was trying to. I was trying to be a.
He was baiting you.
I was trying to be a fire starter.
Oh nah.
A piece of lead.
He was like, "Are you going to take the bait?"
Yeah, nah.
He said, "Nope."
I'm not like a Bond aficionado, but like, it was the '60s and shit. Like, there's only so much you could do then, you know.
If we're gonna call the
I'm 41.
The Pierce Brosnan Bond films bad than the early MI.
Mission Impossible?
Those are equally as bad then.
So Mission Impossible 1 is good.
MI 2 and 3 are just weird.
Yeah, 2 is awful.
Yeah.
And 3 was just off the top, just.
They just kept just doing shit.
But Mission Impossible is a better series than James Bond.
Long hair Tom Cruise is like ultimate dickhead.
MI2 made no sense. Like, it was so fucking weird.
You just kind of watched it and it just was like, question mark.
That's like the universally hated one is MI2.
Nick Young.
Yeah, but
which one is one where it has that extremely long fucking fight scene where they're like near like the water and shit? He's like riding a motorcycle and shit.
That's MI2.
Is that okay? Sorry, yeah. MI2 was just
awful. It's bad.
God, I was
the movie starts with him rock climbing and he throws the glasses off and they blow up. He's like, ugh. and he has the fucking he has like the mid length hair. Yeah,
that is my. I hate that Tom Cruise. I just want to punch him in the fucking face,
bro. Whenever, you could because he's like 5'8", bro. He's like little as shit.
It's crazy. He still does all his own stunts though.
Shit, if I was that small, I'd be doing my own.
I saw the video too, where he broke his leg on Mission Impossible 6. He was jumping across the roof and he missed, and his leg went like this right on the roof.
Oh,
broke. Like, you just saw his leg just snap.
Oh, damn. It's he had a Paul George injury?
Yeah, it was wild. Yeah. They stopped production for a while. Yeah, that was the one with Henry Cavill in it.
When they were boxing in the bathroom and shit. Yeah.
That movie's hard. That movie's extra hard.
They got another one coming out.
Yeah, they do. They're filming it.
And that one looks hard.
Mission Impossible,
but they make movies better now. Like,
but
even bad movies these days, they're not that bad.
They're watchable.
Yeah. Actually, you know a movie I watched yesterday?
What?
It was pretty good. I'm surprised I've never seen it before. Way off topic than what we're talking about. Fool's Gold with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, my God. And Goldie Hawn's daughter. Yeah, Kate Hudson. Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Me and Dev watched it. I was like, wow, this was a pleasant watch.
What was the Fool's Gold about again?
They're like treasure hunters. And
never mind. I remember that. It's almost like Sahara.
It's a rom-com.
Sahara sucked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know.
It's a rom-com.
No, I know what it is. Yeah. I was thinking
about
it. But
that shit was, they were eating off the hype from How to Lose a Man in 10 Days. Because that was still in that little ring.
Yeah, wow.
That,
they were cranking out rom-coms then. They just kept pushing rom-coms out.
Bro, because it was easy money, bro. Yeah. It was just a flip.
It's just not even hard for the actors. Like,
nah, it's not.
Come to work and talk.
Yeah, bro, just have fun. Just get to know each other.
Shit, come have a conversation with this person.
See, now if they make rom-coms, it has like a really good story now and stuff. Yeah. They like make it. Because I remember when they made like Knocked Up and This Is 40. I was like, yo, these are like really good movies.
Yeah. This Is 40 is amazing.
Like,
I love
it. And that's like a spinoff of.
Yeah.
That was good. That was.
But like Judd Apatow just kills those type of movies though. Like always. Like that was like a good era.
Steph's an asshole.
Oh, is he still talking to you about it?
Yeah. That shit's lame.
Wow. I'm surprised he's looking at the phone.
What type of friend is he, bro? He's like, I'm the one who brought back shrooms. The shroom conversation.
Oh, shit.
And now this nigga is actually out there doing it. And now he's texting me like, bro, you have to try this shit. This shit is crazy.
You were like, I wanted to.
Oh, is he tripping out right now?
Yeah, nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
I have never got a screenshot.
I mean, I guess that's the difference between LSD and shrooms is
he has never.
When I'm tripping, I can't fucking like see the letters on my phone. To like
check
text.
This though. He has never quadruple texted me before. This shit is nuts.
That makes sense. Like,
yeah, Steph's, he's taking.
Steph is very no. Steph is very reserved.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm surprised. Like he,
because yeah,
especially at the wedding. That's all. When you heard Steph's name come up in a speech, he's a man of few words. Yeah. Da, da, da.
He gives you a lot of,
like, oh, he's a lot of texting.
A lot of head nods and, yeah, cool, gotcha. Nah, he was talking at the wedding, though.
He definitely was. He was doing his thing.
I talked to him about his vows and shit.
Fuck that nigga.
But,
fuck Chris, too. Nigga, this is my show, nigga.
What am I talking about? Doug got married.
Doug, great. I love you, Doug. Nah, this is my shit. Hey, this is going to be me, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Nah, fuck that nigga. He got to hear this shit. He has to hear this.
Okay, well, you say what you need to.
Hey, come on, bro. It's Rich and Rare time. remember that. I'm talking my shit. I'm going on my rant.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
But I'm still going to shout out Doug, though.
Nah, do that.
Doug got married on Sunday.
New gang member.
So I was outside. It was a beautiful day. He had just had a ceremony just like me. It was in Salina, Texas, at this place called the Chandler Gardens. It was like a little it was like enclosed in trees, and it had they had this little octagon thing made. It was just in the middle of these woods. They made it real quick and easy, but they did some, it was a pretty fun wedding. They sang me happy birthday at the wedding. That was pretty nice. Cool. That was nice. It was funny when we got there, because I was in the wedding. So we were all in like the groom's suite or whatever. And his dad was like, he said, I was joking all morning about what if I left my pants at the hotel. And guess what he did?
He left his pants?
At the hotel.
Motherfucker.
So
how?
He just didn't bring them. So it was funny. He was wearing black sweatpants, right? But his suit was gray. So at first he was just going to wear the black sweatpants. I was like, yo, this is crazy. But then Kristen's dad walked in and he was wearing gray sweatpants. So he wore those. So no one in there knew.
The actual.
Yeah. It was so funny. No, they knew. They were laughing about it. So he wore these gray sweatpants and no one in there knew that he was wearing gray sweatpants except us. Because the suit covered the
waistband.
Yeah. Like, so it didn't, you couldn't tell they were sweatpants.
Wait, so he wore actual sweatpants to
the wedding.
He was doing the officiating. Doug's wedding, but he was wearing sweatpants.
Wait, are we talking about Doug or somebody else?
We're talking about Doug.
Doug's dad did this.
Had the sweatpant fiasco.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Doug.
No. We all had us three, him, my brother, his brother, me and him all had a rental suit we got from Black Tux. He had a maroon one. We had emerald green.
I need pictures because that was interesting.
What?
Very interesting color choice.
Color's great.
Like, yeah, so their colors were burgundy, emerald, and cream, like an off-white.
Reminds me of this.
Her dress was off-white.
I got some Gucci shit.
Yeah. His suit was maroon, and all the women and all of us had emerald on. Uh-huh. So, it worked out. But it was a good time. They had like a little nice setup, and then they left in a limo. And then they went back to their house. But they left in a limo.
Okay, cool.
And then I came back, and then Shelby took me out to dinner for my birthday.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that.
But, it was really nice, quick, quizzy wedding. His wife is very pregnant. She's about to
pop.
Yeah, like, I don't think she's supposed to be, like, right after New Year's, but I'm like, I don't think she's going to make it. I think she's going to make, like, the week before. Like, I think she might be born on Christmas.
Oh, Christmas baby. Oh, wow.
And his name is Luca. Nice. So Doug has a daughter and now a son. I'm almost here. So
tight.
So she was like, don't get married while pregnant. I was like, well, if you were waited till afterward, it'd be a lot harder. I promise you. Yeah. So.
Cause that's all you can kind of think about, right?
Yeah. It's just like, it'd be hard to like court it, but, so that was cool. So shouts to Doug. Congratulations. That was the last wedding of the year for me. Now, the only one I have to worry about now is ridges, so.
Yeah. Bro, I can't wait to wear the garbs, wardrobe.
We're going to be swagged out in that stuff.
Bro, can I dye my hair, bro?
You do whatever you want.
You sure? You think she'll be mad?
No.
Because I really want to do, like, since y'all doing gold, I want to get my hair blonde.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and
future.
Why don't you just do the tips?
No, fuck that.
Is that too like common?
No,
shit?
No, that is. I really just want my hair to be all blonde.
That, you do that, man.
That should be cool.
So,
she showed us what we're wearing. That shit's so hard.
So who's your party, your age?
What do you mean? Like,
who's your groom? Who's your groomsman?
It's gonna be like the regular guys: us, you, Ryan, Chris.
Yes.
Yes. That's how I say Chris third.
Yes. Another wedding. Yes.
John, Khalil.
Is that it?
You have a lot.
I know I'm forgetting a couple people.
Wow, damn, it's a big party.
You're going to have a shit ton of people.
It's going to be a lot of people.
Okay.
Not to make y'all feel special.
Nah, it didn't sound like a lot.
At this point, I don't want to leave anyone out. I just want to
have everybody experience.
Oh, Miles, Brandon.
Damn.
Okay.
My sister's
gonna be in
boyfriend.
Her,
yeah. He'll be with us. Yeah,
will Sue Haley be in her party?
Huh?
Sue Haley. I mean, not Sue Haley. I'm sorry. What am I talking about? Oh, I know why. Because we had talked about.
Yeah,
it
we recently just.
Yeah, that. That's.
We can edit that one out.
I won't.
That won't.
Too much work.
I did this. I said.
Too much work. I'm sorry. That was because we talked about that earlier. No, is your sister gonna be in her party?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. She actually on Thanksgiving she made her like a little
yes. Dev said I can do my hair however I want. Nice.
She made like a little package yes. for Camelia.
Oh yeah.
And
okay. Cool.
Asked her like formally.
And yeah.
Camelia was that made her very happy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's dope. And she's still out of state, right?
No.
Oh, she's back.
She's been home.
Okay.
Like the last year and a half.
Oh, okay.
About a year.
Just because when the last time I talked to her, she was still out there. But
I think that's about it. Oh, and her sister's soon-to-be husband, fiance right. as well.
Yeah, when is their wedding?
November.
Oh, next
so
year.
A year from now.
Okay.
And then we're aiming for January.
Okay. So next January, the following January, 2023. Yeah.
Yeah.
2023.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it gives us even more time.
Hell
we
yeah.
We have exactly about like a bro, year and a month.
Bro, this shit going to be so cool wearing that shit. I can't wait.
It's going to be like a four-day event, too.
Oh,
holy shit.
It's going to be like a fucking music festival. You better
God
be able to
damn.
Get through it.
That shit's yeah. going to be so
Are we
going to
have a different outfit every day?
Just plan on taking a at least minimum.
Oh, we're going somewhere.
No, I don't know. It's going to be here. Here. This is the part where you can come chime in and sit down.
I'm really interested in this.
Hi, guys. My fiance.
She's right there halfway.
There you go.
Yeah, so there's a different outfit every day.
Okay, cool.
You can absolutely do your hair however you want.
Well,
every single time.
I always have a fade. I'm good. But
bro, I might have to tell Jaleesa to, because I want to braid my shit, and then I want to have my shit in the bun first, and then probably one on top. Boy, this shit going to be fun. Ooh. Wow.
But for the one that's coming up on the 15th, that's so weird. The one that's coming up on the 15th, it's just formal attire.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
For the engagement party, yeah. neighbors.
Okay, bye, guys. Huh? Oh, so our color scheme is, well, for the engagement party, it's dusty blue, moonlight, brown rose, champagne, and rose gold.
Oh, my God. See, she's already learning wedding colors. Champagne is just fucking white.
Champagne is gold.
It's white.
Oh, here we go.
Champagne is gold.
Oh, see, that's better. That's a better visual.
The engagement party theme is whimsical winterland.
Whimsical winterland. Yeah. I think I'm just going to wear black.
You can wear whatever you
actually,
want.
Actually, I got the color scheme on right now.
It's actually better if you don't wear the colors because that's what the decorations are going to be. So you
yeah,
kind of blend
in.
Yeah.
I'm wearing what the decorations
Yeah, because it's our party. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Fun stuff.
So, black slacks in a polo. Ooh, party foul.
Oh, and, you know, I'll be able to bring my son.
That's no way, for real? Yeah.
He'll be here. He'll be born.
Holy shit.
Huh? He's 6 months old.
Huh?
Yeah. Should be the ring bearer.
Oh, he's okay. Got you.
Wait, cool. How long does it usually take kids to walk?
7-8 months.
It depends on the kid.
7-8.
But yeah, generally within the first year they learn.
Yeah.
Because the first thing is sitting up by themselves, then crawling. Because the first they just swim in the air.
You know why that happened before a wedding, right?
What?
Bachelor party.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a given. Where do you want to go?
Vegas.
Oh no. I want to do Vegas, but at the same time, I don't want to
Yeah,
because
that's normal, right? You want to do some different shit, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like...
Cabin.
That'd be tight, actually.
Because Chris brought that shit up, and he kind of flaked on us about doing it. I told him all
I'd
I
be
need.
Actually down for some shit like that.
Because it would just
what,
be
like
us.
Oklahoma or what?
Yeah, like
it could be
something
anywhere.
Different.
Okay.
It could be like, anywhere. We do a cabin, like a resort type shit. Yeah. Yeah. Check that out. Cause he said it was inexpensive.
We can go to Santorini, Greece.
Hey, take a bachelor cruise.
Santorini. Yo, I would have been like, yeah, here's this 5 racks. Here you go. I'm about to take as
That's
many
my gift
pictures
to y'all. Just a cruise for.
Oh, shit.
We definitely got to limit the who's coming on that one.
A Disney cruise.
Yeah, I said, hey, nigga, I'll give you half. I need to be on that one.
Pay for your own effort. That's it.
Nah, we can do whatever. I'm just interested in what you're thinking about. So, okay.
I'm definitely down.
I have no clue, but I definitely don't think.
You have plenty of time to think about it.
I think I'm very confident. I don't want to do
Vegas.
Nothing like Vegas. Nothing like New Orleans.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to go somewhere where.
Turn up.
It's just.
Yeah.
Just trouble.
You're out of, you're out of there. Yeah,
I don't want to go. I don't want to get arrested on my bachelor party.
Yeah, I got you.
I want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do want to get a little giggity, but not too giggity, giggity, giggity.
Goo.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
There's. I mean, there's. You got options, man.
We'll figure it out.
Whatever happens, we need to call Justin. Tell him ASAP what we doing.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Whole squad on that real shit.
It's gonna be a while from now, though.
Yeah,
but
you got him back. He gonna hear it and be like, shit.
Where did that come from?
I don't even remember.
No, so basically, I don't know what me and Justin were talking about, but he was just like, he was just, all he could remember is that song.
And Drake's song?
Yeah, and then he just said, he kept saying it.
Just kept saying it, and you just got annoyed by it, like, stop saying it.
No, because I knew what he was doing, and I was just like, bro, it's not gonna stick. But he kept doing it to make it stick. That's what made me mad.
And then when it didn't, you know, whenever. The drinks were flowing. It just got more active.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. You know, especially at the karaoke bar. It got real active there.
Bro, yeah.
Yo, like, we kind of, did you realize, like, we kind of set the mood for the entire
No, y'all, turn, y'all turned it, y'all
always.
Turned
like,
it.
Like, we all did that
no,
shit.
No, y'all turned it up, because I sang Love Faces, and these black girls was checking, but other than that, I was like, yeah. I'm
like, Dawn, like, set it off.
Yeah, he set the bomb.
Everybody, like, gained their confidence, because you, like, people we didn't even know, like, everyone. Like, did you, okay, you know what I noticed? Maybe I'm being just, I feel like this is something Chris would say, but I'm really not trying to be like that.
Say it.
After we kind of, like, we were doing our thing the whole night.
Yeah.
Did you notice that other little
group started going
guy
back.
Friends were like, you know, like.
Our turn. You know, like, our turn, yeah.
It was like, bring it on, but we were the Clovers. They were the Toros.
Oh, my God.
Cause that dude with the dumbass turtleneck and his homies, we was just like, yeah, they didn't hit as hard as we did it. But oh boy, what was that nigga's name?
Tried hard,
Charlie G.
No, Charlie G. That's his name. Hey, Katie Steph, that's that nigga's name. His name was Charlie G. I told him a story about how I basically
we
laughed.
Talked to him on podcast too.
Yeah, I basically laughed at this nigga like.
Loud
as fuck, and everybody was just kind of like, "Oh, this is kind of sad."
I love you, Haley.
And I was just like, "Nah, that shit funny as fuck." You don't remember that white dude that sat on the bar?
He literally broke down. It was like, "I can't do this."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Charlie
he was
G.
singing the
"Love the Way You Lie."
Yeah, okay. And the other one, the rock song.
No, he played the Jay Sean baby.
He did,
are
like,
you down,
three songs.
Down? Oh shit, I didn't even know that. Yeah. Oh, he did do a rock song, but nah, bro.
It was like Smashing Pumpkins or some shit.
But when he did that shit, bro, I swear to God, me and Doug instantly made a connection that night because we looked at each other. We was just like, we heard her sing her verse, and we looked at each other. We were like, this nigga's him.
And the first thing we said, I was like, he going through something. Like, this boy going through something. Yeah.
He chugged the beer after the Jay Sean verse to Lil Wayne, and he just chugged that hoe. That's exactly how that nigga sounded.
And then the dude behind us was like, come back to us, Charlie. The dude behind us. Come back to us, Charlie. Yeah, that was a wild.
That was great.
It got really packed though after
nowhere.
That type of hurt he had was like his girl got gang banged or some shit. Like
Jesus Christ, I wouldn't think that.
That's the type of hurt he looked like he had. I'm dead ass.
Yeah, he was hurt because he was distraught.
Because I was laughing at that. Like I ate that shit up.
Like he came home. Going into his apartment or something and saw two dudes walking out the same direction. And his girl, he came inside, his girl was just putting her clothes on or something.
Christ.
I'm telling you, that guy had a nasty kind of hurt in his eye.
Nah, yeah, he was hurt, but he wasn't that hurt.
Yeah, he was. They had to get him out.
Not for, you know, I'm coming to a karaoke bar after getting two dudes.
After getting cucked?
Not that, because he would like that. He didn't like any of that. He took that shit to the head and was...
He was on some other shit.
Yeah, but it got really packed after y'all did Lovers and Friends, though. Like
that's
really
it, that shit off, though.
Like, really packed. But yeah, nah. Yeah, man, that shit was good.
That shit was fine. So the whole thing was fine.
You do some shit like that for your bachelor, for sure.
Yeah, just, you know, make it just organic, bro. Even if we just at the crib.
Town.
Even if we're at the crib.
No, we're not going to be in here.
Okay. No, I'm not talking about that. Just at, like, at the, because, you know, bro, we could have literally stayed at the Airbnb car.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying, but.
Oh, shit.
I just like going on vacations.
I just thought about
that. I'm head ass like that.
That's cool.
What?
I just like going on vacations.
I ain't mad. I love traveling,
you
know, too.
You should go somewhere like just random, like
Utah.
Vancouver.
Utah.
Park City, Utah.
Park City. Yeah, bro. Park City.
Party with the Mormons.
Salt Lake City.
Nah, man. Park City's beautiful, bro.
Yeah, no. Utah is beautiful.
Let's go to Helena, Montana.
Oh, my God. No. I ain't going to
Bismarck, South Dakota.
Boise, Idaho.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
That shit would be random as fuck. Being in Iowa, that'd be real wild. Fuck. Why are we here? To find meth?
No, we can go to Florida for that.
Hey, you can go, hey, bro. You go to Florida for anything.
You want to go to Florida?
I'm an island boy.
Now we... Atlanta?
No, I don't want to go to Atlanta. I'd be scared to go to Atlanta.
I don't. Why? Either.
I'd be scared.
Atlanta's dope.
My uncle's going to want to hang out with me.
I didn't know you had family there.
Fucking weird.
Have you been to Savannah, Georgia?
Savannah, Georgia.
No,
okay.
I've only been to Atlanta.
Savannah, Georgia's hard.
Really? I've been to Dallas, Georgia.
St. Louis?
St. Louis
is
fun.
St. Louis. St. Louis is eh.
St. Louis is fun.
Me and Shelby had a great time with St. Louis.
The Arcs and shit.
Well,
yeah.
We didn't. We only passed through St. Louis when we were driving.
I went to
Chicago.
I went to a game. St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, Cardinals.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Walk to the stadium and everything.
It depends. Also depends on what time of the year it's going to be.
That is true.
Like, if it's like round, like, let's say, like I said, we're aiming for January 2023.
So you're November, December.
So if it's like that. Oh, yeah, hey, basketball season's up, football season's going on, everything, like, that's also, that I also take that into account, too.
Oh, so you can get a good game or something.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Toronto.
Yo, I never been to Toronto. That's a good-ass idea right
it's
there.
It's a really clean New York City.
Is weed legal there?
I have no idea.
Think so. I think it is, actually.
I don't think so.
You know, I don't look that stuff up.
That definitely has to be a...
It's a whole different country, though.
That definitely has to be a thing.
Oh, you know what? Maybe, because people used to run drugs from the border over there in Canada.
It's a whole different country.
That's definitely a box that has to be checked off.
Just smoking in a different country?
No, like, or it has Toronto. To, like, be legal in that. Cause
let's go to Portland.
I don't want to go through, like, some...
Oh, you go to Portland?
Let's go to Portland.
Portland's dope.
Yeah, we can hang out with some homeless people.
No, Portland's dope, bro.
No, Portland's
No, I know
cool.
It's dope. I'm just saying, like, I was a joke because the city is just overrun right now.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
And I never knew that.
Portland has the number one
homeless
population in the U.S. right now.
What?
Yeah. That's saying a lot when you got places like New York City,
Detroit.
Chicago, Detroit.
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
And you know who's, like, number two or number three? Austin.
I believe
No, because they're overcrowded.
Yeah.
And highly expensive. It's the most expensive place in Texas.
Most poorly planned city in America.
Yeah, fucking can't deal with the city planning there.
Even places like, let's be real. I know the city of Charlotte didn't plan on the
pandemic and shit.
No, I'm talking about the growth that they would experience. But you know what?
They doing it.
They zoned it, right?
Yeah. It was able to happen naturally.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not overcrowded.
You are the biggest state in America. And wait, no, California's bigger, right?
No.
Alaska.
Alaska, yeah.
Alaska don't count.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's what we're
talking about. Like,
we're the second biggest.
After Alaska?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with an actual population, yes. Yeah. But yeah, that's really funny to me. You are a city in the biggest.
Yeah. Didn't plan for growth.
I'm not going to get political or economical on it, but yeah.
Economical.
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 Okay. Environment. I'm just kidding.
The environment.
I'm just going to Phoenix. I'm just throwing random cities out at you.
Phoenix is actually known for a bachelorette spot.
I didn't know that.
Right. You're right, yeah.
Why?
It just is for some reason. I have no idea. It's for that or it's for college kids. It's a...
Yeah, because ASU's there.
ASU.
Oh, yeah, Arizona State. Boy, Sun Devils know how to party.
Oh, number one party school in America.
I thought that was...
Well, they were for like a long time.
Yeah. Right,
Texas State's on there, too. They be crazy at Texas State.
San Marcos, you go there to go fuck some.
Yeah, you'll go there and leave with your dick pissing pudding.
Yeah, that's where Juwan went, bro. Juwan went there. He got put on active probation there.
Yeah, I can believe it, yeah.
Yeah.
San Marcos is like one of
those
schools.
Is that where Juwan met that one girl he was dating for a while? The crazy one?
No.
Okay. He met her at home, huh?
Nah, that was, he met her.
Mississippi or that other school he went to?
Yeah, the one in Brookhaven, yeah.
Okay. Brookhaven, ew.
That's who picked up his scholarship. That's where he went.
Okay.
They wanted him.
He done with his master's yet?
Yeah, he done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's going still, further than that or no?
He's still in California.
Okay.
No, I don't think he's going for PhD or nothing.
Okay. Was he in Oxford?
Nah. Juwan definitely going to end up on a Fox sitcom.
And I won't see him.
I hope so.
I'll wild out. Look at this nigga.
Okay, cool. Okay, anything else? Not a lot really happened this week, though.
No, to be honest,
it was a really pretty. This week went by quick too.
Very quick. The first week of December is in the books. So,
shit. Yeah, bro. Well, it's the week after Thanksgiving. Shit's really kind of just
like because work has been dead because like all the everybody's ramping down.
Right,
because end of year's coming. So like,
oh, that's crazy. Our shit's ramping up.
Well, yeah, you deal with food products and stuff, though.
All you do is like everyone's just wrapping up the fourth quarter. It's boom.
Yeah, because for like. Infrastructure and stuff like they don't.
Yeah,
they're trying to close it at this point.
Everyone's looking to their looking forward to their company holiday party and then get that.
Yeah, I'm
little couple days off for Christmas.
Yeah,
and
I get off Thursday and Friday no matter what, so I get that Thursday off that Friday because you know Christmas.
Yeah, I'm gonna be off those
Christmas
two days,
is a Saturday, so I get that all off.
Oh, I didn't know Christmas.
I got
Saturday.
Work the day after Christmas. That's kind of shitty, but I got Christmas Eve and Christmas off, so I'm happy about that. I got New Year's Eve off.
Oh, I always get that off too, yeah.
Yo, that's what we need to start looking forward to. What
New Year's?
I just want to, like, do something chill. Like, at least, like, I just wanted, like, us to be...
Together?
Yeah.
I got you.
I didn't want to sound like a bitch.
Oh, nah, it's fine. Yeah, I mean, it should be... I know everybody's going to be free. I do know that.
Because the past 2 years, me and her, like... Year before last year when you proposed to Shelby, me and her were in Denton.
Yep.
And then last year, me and her were in Vegas. That was a fucking shit show.
Yeah, I know. Oh, boy was cheating, huh?
Who?
The Mexican cat.
He was just on some other shit.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't having it either.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that story completely. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's when he got the shiny ho-ho. Yeah. I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah, that is where I got the shiny
I know. I remember.
In Vegas. Yeah. Took it back to Pokemon.
I texted Ryan and me. I was like, look what I got, bitch.
Yeah, bro. I was low key hot. I showed Steph me.
I don't have no good Pokemon.
I bet Ryan, I thought Ryan was like, I have three already.
Nah, I thought
he was gonna tell me he had one.
Nah, I didn't have a shiny one. Uh-huh. I had two of them, but
what
I didn't
color
have a shiny
is the shiny one?
You have one now, right?
I've been had them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What color is the shiny ho-ho though?
So it's like
really, really bright red.
So it's platinum. It's like platinum on the inside, and then it's like yellow on the outside, and then red on the tips. Yeah. It looks kind of weird, though. He looks kind of sick. He looks like your controller from
what?
But Silver.
Actually, why don't we just show Dalton?
Yeah,
his
that's
live
smart.
Reaction.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Finish it off.
I don't really like it.
Because, like, people think shiny means, like, actual shiny, but it's just, like, a different color. Like, red
Gyarados.
Yeah,
they're just, like, shiny, different color variation. Yeah. Like, shiny Charizard is black.
Yeah, no, I know that one. Like, shiny, and a shiny Gyarados is red Gyarados, but...
Right.
He's wilding.
And then Ryan.
He's fresh. He is fresh.
He is Ryan. Fresh. That nigga fucking sucks.
Okay, got you. Okay, it's like a mixture of like Moltres.
Yeah, she looks fucking
Yeah, it's like
weird.
A mixture of Moltres. But and I remember with this boy won't show up, but a shiny Rapidash.
Nigga, have you ever seen one? No. That is my pride and joy.
I know it is. I know.
I can't wait to put that nigga in here.
I wrote it in my phone as a rap bar just because if I ever use it in a song, I could be like, I could say this is a bar for Ryan. That's literally what it says.
Yeah, because my Rapidash, cold blue.
Cold blood. Yeah, but like I said, it wasn't really much this week, man. It's been slow. I saw, like, nothing really happened except I saw my son.
It's penis.
Shelby is still pregnant.
Katie wasn't planning anything for New Year's, was she?
I don't think so. Always ask, though. I can always ask.
I like to give her a break.
Right,
because she has a family.
She wants that.
Katie's like a natural hostess.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. No, I get that she wants it, but sometimes I'm like,
oh, definitely. I don't want to overstep my...
I'm just like... I want
welcome
you to
anywhere.
Because
I definitely call every time I still go over there. Even though I go there. Because
sometimes
the time.
they send the kids away.
She makes it look so effortless too.
Yeah.
But I know. There's always like so much that goes into that's, hosting people.
Also,
but man,
that's just her temperament. Because she's like so not like not I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I'm just saying. I know like I wouldn't want.
That's crazy.
To send
you know what? They
time.
Were made for each other. Because I'd be forgetting. Katie's just. Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, they're both chill as hell. That's so. That. It works sometimes like that. That's what happens. But, yeah, they're married.
Let's kick his ass.
I could end with that. If you want to coast
it. Let's kick his ass.
Okay, I'll play that to end the
It's a song. Pod. It's a song.
I'll end with that. But any last words for Chris before we go?
Well,
since he missed this week.
Next time, show up, motherfucker, and I won't take your seat. It's mine now, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Fight for that hoe.
Stay another week if you want.
Yeah, I bet. Right. Yeah. I'll do this shit every Friday, nigga. Every Friday.
Wow.
Skinny Shug, nigga. What? Shug with dreads.
He said, I can drive here.
I can definitely drive here. They didn't get off of work. I could be right here ASAP.
Man. Well, you heard. So, how about y'all? Let us know if you want these two to take over.
No, that was just
sure
joking.
I'm sure they
I was
don't.
Joking.
Tuesday, let us know how you feel.
Tuesday.
I'm still like,
nah.
Be thinking about the way Chris opened up that the two episodes ago.
Oh, the Pimp C one.
What was he on? Like the second.
Remember, we were smoking outside.
That had to be. Yo,
Chris.
We
was
need to get Chris a pen or something.
Immaculate. He was immaculate.
Yeah, that was gold. I want. Like,
sometimes he'd be hitting.
I would listen to that episode like three fucking times just for that.
Yeah,
I was like,
he's gold sometimes, man.
That's why I say I don't even want to even judge.
If it was just a joke.
I told you this whole thing was just to mess with Chris.
Hell yeah,
because he's not here. It's funner when they're not here. But I'll tell you this: me and my friends can make fun of Chris. If y'all do it, I'll literally will smack shit.
Yeah, we'll light your ass up for real though.
That's with anybody.
Bing bong, bitch. We at your house, nigga.
Bing bong. But to end it, new Zach Fox and father.
Let's kick his ass.
There we go.
Real
if smart. It plays.
Yeah.
Let's kick his ass, yeah. Let's fuck him up, yeah. Let's beat him up, yeah. And run his pockets, yeah. Take all his shit, yeah. Take all his riches, yeah. Take all his bitches, yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Let's kick his ass. Let's pump him out and throw his body in the trash. Let's break his bones, put his body in a cast. I'ma stab him, put a lemon in the gash. Throw that nigga in a lake and make a splash. Let's hook him up to jumper cables, hit the gas. Let's whoop his ass, let's do him bad. What did he do to make them niggas that mad? Goddamn, man, he going out sad. Let's take his racks, let's fuck him up. Let's pull up on him.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.